Call the meeting back to order, and that takes us to, actually, I think we're going to have Derek. Are you going to give us a PowerPoint on the Lake Vermilion Rec area?
Mr. Chair, Scott Simpson, Director of Parks and Recreation. Yeah, I just wanted to introduce Derek. Derek Doerr is our park manager up at Lake Vermilion. Derek's been in charge up there for about, what, 34, 35 years? Half that?
A little over half.
So we're half that, and I had heard that this was Derek's first commission meeting. So in 17 years, roughly, this is his first commission meeting, so take it easy on him.
Well, welcome. We look forward to hearing your presentation.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Rowling. Today, I guess we're going to talk about the newest expanded loop at Lake Vermilion Rec area. Just a little bit of background behind it before we get into it. The project started in 2019. If you guys recall, that was a year with all of the flooding troubles that we had. Kind of delayed the start, and then got into it big time last summer in 2020. As we all know, what we were all dealing with in 2020, that also delayed the opening. So the campground actually opened up and had its first guest on May 20th of this year. We'll go to we'll get into a little drone video, kind of a cool video, so you know what we're talking about here next. Just so you guys know what we're doing and what we're looking at. So that's just kind of giving everybody an idea of what it looks like. The next slide here is just a location. In 2012, we put another expanded loop in at Lake Vermilion. Had lots of good feedback on that. This slide is just showing where this next loop is. So, in the campground itself, the amenities that we have, 36 electrical campsites, 2 camping cabins, a comfort station, 2 vault toilets, and hopefully soon a playground. Surveys have shown, you know, in the Sioux Falls area, camping is extremely popular, and more sites are always needed. So sites were picked up very quickly as soon as the 90-day reservation window started for those sites, and were filled. They've been wanting it. We were technically supposed to be opening this campground last July, but because of the delays of the flooding and pandemic, we struggled to get this stuff open. So our goal was open house weekend, and we did reach that goal this year. So next slide is the return on investments. You can see there the total cost of the project after it was all said and done. Again, these sites are tracking really well. Everybody's making reservations. So this loop will be a little bit low this year just because it opened up a little bit later in the year. So we're going to get probably 55 to 60 nights in each campsite this year. We are predicting this loop will be very similar to our last loop that we put in 2012. So we'll get up into that 85 to 90 nights per site eventually. And, you know, using our current fee package for $27, a little over $27 a night, that will generate about $92,000 a year if we average it out to 80 nights per site. That puts the return on investment at a little over 11 years. And that's, those numbers don't include the annual license or the base tax revenue that this campground will also generate. So we're looking at a little over 11 years, but we're expecting it to probably be even less than that with the camping in the area just producing so much more. So, anybody have any questions? I can certainly try and answer them.
No showers.
Yep, there is a comfort station. Comfort station with showers.
One of the first pictures showed a couple roads with two loops just above campground across the bay.
Yeah.
What is that?
Through the chairman, Commissioner Sharp, that is an access area. So Lake, one of the unique things about Lake Vermilion is the state owns the entire 17 miles of shoreline around the whole lake. So there's no docks or boats or anything like that. So what you're speaking of is an access point for people fishing and just to access the water for shoreline.
Go ahead. Mr. Sharker, again, does that loop lend itself to infrastructure, you know, improvements there for camping? The road's already there.
Through the chairman, Mr. Sharpa. So right now, the rec area is busting at the seams. We are bordering up against the wildlife land. So that particular area that you're looking at is actually a GPA, an access point to a GPA. So it wouldn't really, it provides access to the GPA now. So there's about 300 feet or 300 yards of GPA in between north of the campground where it is right now. So.
On that paved loop, those two paved loops above there where the road comes in?
Maybe I'm misunderstanding. To the north there, there's a gravel road. The loop itself is the campground. This is the furthest north loop in the park right now.
Let's pull up the picture because I'm confused. Sorry if I'm taking everybody's time, but just, I like to know what's going on.
Yep.
There it is. Now, if you go just a little bit to the left of the, no, you had it there, back one up.
No.
There you go. See that road and those two loops just a little bit to the left of the East Vermilion Lake? Letters?
Yep. Those are just GPA access points to the lake. So
that's all GPA.
That's all GPA. Yep.
Okay.
So those are, we consider just those access points. There's no boat ramp or anything there. That is literally access for shore fishing.
Okay. Can you not camp in a GPA?
No, there is no overnight camp.
Good discussion point for future topic, for future time. Thank you.
I don't know what
terminal limit don't get very difficult about. We have worked with Regional Park Supervisor Jeff Underhill. We have actually worked with the Wildlife Division and did quite a bit of land swapping over the years on this lake. And that's actually how Derek built those two newest campground loops there. So it is possible if we do some land swapping, but yeah.
No, it's a good project. I think it's awesome.
You want to add anything to that, Derek?
No, you said everything.
Perfect. Thank you. Any other questions? Derek, well, we got him here. Commissioner Bees.
Commissioner Bees here. Has there ever been when, like, you have that GPA there where the recreation side, you kind of answered a little bit about swapping land. But is there ever a time when you go ahead and evaluate the GPA to see if it's producing what you want, or is the recreation side more of a demand for that area and it can be switched to recreation instead of the GPA?
Mr. Chairman, yes. We are presently in talks now about that. That's a bit above my pay grade, so to speak. That does happen, and this is actually how all of the loops that are there. We've got right now 4 campground loops. The East Campground Loop was GPA, and there was a land swap done between Park and Recreation for Wildlife to get the East Loop. That was in 2012. We did another big, large land swap with Wildlife Division to get these two loops situated into recreation. Basically, acre for acre, Parks and Recreation land got swapped with Wildlife land.
Mr. Chair? Scott Simpson, Director of the Parks Division. I was just going to kind of piggyback on that thought. You've got an information item, I believe, that's coming up that talks about the disposal of land. That's an effort that the Wildlife Division went through to assess the GTAs, to identify some of those lands that weren't being utilized, and maybe to dispose of some of those. We have gone through the same process on the park side to identify those lands that we feel are underutilized that could maybe be better managed by wildlife until they're brought into some level of development within our parks division. We've talked about potentially some land trades that could happen. There's a ways to go on some of those things, but I think that I can assure you that the divisions are talking to each other. But I think we're having those conversations so that we can go out there and look at every acre of the land, whether it's within the Wildlife Division or the Parks Division, say what's the best use of this, and how can we make sure that we're doing the things that we said we were going to do, and be responsive back to the people that have entrusted us to manage these lands. It's a big exercise, but we're moving through it.
Very good.
All right. Well, hopefully it's not another 17 years before we see.